From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May 3rd, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee on May 2nd approved a resolution authorizing the issuance of a $51.4 million bond to fund the construction of a new jail facility in Coxsackie. The measure passed on a vote of 5-3. The decision came after the committee heard a report from engineering firm Catterskill Associates on the deteriorating condition of the existing county jail on Bridge Street in Catskill. The building was closed April 20th. And will remain shuttered indefinitely due to issues with its structural integrity. Catterskill structural engineer Bill Scriber said the estimated cost of needed repairs to the building was $300,000 to $400,000 and would take 5 to 6 months to complete. After apologizing to county corrections officers for not making the existing jail safer, legislator Adrian O'Connor Jr. of Durham raised questions about rushing to pass the resolution and incurring rising debt. O'Connor's fellow Democrat legislator Lee Palamatier of Athens responded, criticizing O'Connor and other legislators for failing to show a greater sense of urgency in coming to a decision about the jail earlier. Palamatier said, and I quote, "I am willing and ready to do what I need to do to build a jail in Greene County. This jail has been falling down because of you and the rest of the members of this board," end quote. The resolution now goes to the Finance Committee before it is voted on by the full legislature May 16th. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Democrat Adrian O'Connor has reduced Republican Chris Teague's lead, but the 102nd Assembly District special election remains too close to call. With absentee ballots counted in 5 of the district's 7 counties, Teague has 8,711 votes to O'Connor's 8,489 votes, a margin of 222. Third-party candidates Wes Laraway was far behind with 1,818 votes. Absentee ballots remain to be counted in Columbia and Schoharie counties. Columbia will count May 7th, Schoharie on May 8th. On election night, April 24th, Teague led O'Connor by 288 votes. The 102nd Assembly District includes all of Greene and Schoharie counties, the town of Socrates in Ulster County, the towns of Stockport and Stuyvesant in Columbia County, and parts of Otsego, Delaware, and Albany counties. The winner of the special election will serve out the remainder of Republican Pete Lopez's 2-year term and will have to run again in November if he wants to keep the seat. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. New York State is shutting down the insurance program backed by the National Rifle Association and designed to protect gun owners from lawsuits. Carry Guard Insurance is held by fewer than 1,000 state residents and provides liability coverage for a gun owner who fires their weapon and later faces legal charges or damage claims. In addition to banning the program, state officials levied a $7 million fine on Kansas City-based Lockton companies after the State Department of Financial Services determined the insurance was illegal under New York law. Offering coverage even if a gun owner was found to have broken the law, used unreasonable force, or engaged in intentional wrongdoing. The NRA promotes the Carry Guard program on its website, proclaiming that, and I quote, "without insurance, lawful self-defense can cost you a fortune," end quote. Since 2000, Lockton collected approximately $12 million in premiums on the Carry Guard program and about a dozen other NRA-related insurance programs in New York, according to the state. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And finally, Faso for Congress, the re-election campaign of Republican U.S. Representative John Faso, announced May 2nd the endorsement of the first-term congressman by the New York Conservative Party. New York State Conservative Party Chairman Mike Long said, and I quote, "John Faso is a principled leader who is focused on improving the private sector economy and bringing jobs back to upstate New York. The voters know they can trust John Faso's word, and the Conservative Party is proud to stand with him again," end quote. Faso serves on the Budget, Agricultural, and Transportation and Infrastructure Committees. He and his wife, Mary Frances, have made Kinderhook their home for more than 30 years. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a temperature high near 85 degrees. Thursday night, it will be cloudy with a low around 65. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook, warning that showers and thunderstorms are likely Thursday afternoon into Thursday evening. There is a marginal to slight risk that some of the thunderstorms could become severe, with damaging winds, hail, and frequent lightning. Now your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers are likely, and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. It will be cloudy on Friday with a temperature high near 81 degrees. Friday night, showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm before 7 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m., then a slight chance of thunderstorms between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy Friday night with a temperature low around 54. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of rain, partly cloudy with a low around 50. The sun rose this morning at 5:46 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:57 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 27 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the third day of May 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.